I know what I wanted to talk about in the world of sports. Louis was discussing this last week, or yesterday. A&M baseball team is going down to Reliant to play some baseball.
This weekend. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're playing Utah, which is great.
That's the first game, yeah.
But then they play Rice and Houston.
Yes.
Well, they're going to play Rice and Houston during the season anyway. Mm-hmm. And I know they'd probably have to increase the field for it to happen, that they would, you know, have get to play Kentucky as well. But I think everybody's in that situation where they're going to get to play these sectional teams, and then, you know, they got to play these other guys. But, I mean, we're going to have midweek games this year against Houston and Rice, and I'm not going to drive down to Houston to watch us play Houston or Rice.
Well, there was a time that used to be like a non-conference home and home, that they would play them twice in a season.
Right, right.
And then it got just to be every other year.
Right.
They'd be a home and home. Yeah, type of thing.
But now we're back to that point where we're playing them every year.
I agree. You'd like, if you're going to go to a big event like that and, I guess, pay a few premium bucks for it,
you'd like
to see different teams.
Because it's 10, 12 bucks a ticket or something like that. But it would be nice if they could expand the field and you could bring in a couple of more teams, maybe from the SEC or out in the West or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wishing and hoping. Pet food.
Oh, that's
Dusty Springfield.
Dusty
right.
Springfield, yeah.
What about
that? That's right. Can we play that next Tuesday?
I don't think I ask anybody to sing.
What? Well, do you ever ask us to sing?
Once again, Chase is way too young to even know that song.
I know.
So, there you go. Good for you. All right, pet food entrepreneurs, Hannah Mendelbaum and Allison. Yes.
Sorry, it's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, that's true. That is
Mendelbaum. Yeah. Mendelbaum. Yeah. Mendelbaum.
And Allison Wiener.
Girls with very unfortunate last names.
Imagine ever start a law firm.
Mendelbaum and Wiener.
Yeah, Mendelbaum and Wiener.
Yeah. Anyway, they say their new dog food is so good they plan to eat it for an entire month.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Huh?
The two.
Well, they're going to stay single, aren't they?
Yeah,
they are.
The two 30-something New Yorkers.
Yeah, give them a breath mint.
Well, try this. Go ahead. Google Evermore Pet Food.
All right.
Common spelling. Evermore Pet Food. We'll see what these two ravishing Evermore beauties look like.
Pet food. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Promising. Got that.
Pulling it up.
They're created.
Oh, wait. Stop.
Evermore Pet Food a year ago promising home-cooked meals from Whole Food. Healthy ingredients, including herbs, spices, fruits like apples and blueberries. The pitch is every ingredient is fit for human consumption. We're not using mystery meat, says Hannah. A lot of pet food will say that it's human grade, but none of these companies is going the extra mile to prove it. So starting today, Hannah and Allison will chow down a pound and a half container of this stuff every day.
So that's them, huh?
No, they won't.
Okay, what kind of what do they look like?
Kind of a glam shot thing going on.
Oh, really?
They're kind of easy on the eyes there.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Stick a pound and a half of dog food in their gullet.
Really. Yeah. You go to dinner with them, or just come over to my house. I cooked. Oh, no, thank you. Pass.
Ingredients do include ground up organs like livers and heart. By the way,
you need the protein.
Yeah, sure you do. Well, I'll tell you what, Chase, why don't you call them and say, I'll buy 100 pounds and you'll deliver.
One's not too bad looking. The other one.
Tom can have.
Yeah. The other one, Tom, I'll give her your number.
The other one to knock a buzzard off a wagon.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. Okay. I was trying to be nice.
Okay.
We have company.
We do. Crystal's here this morning from the animal shelter. See this Italian because the Crystal's here from the animal shelter.
I see the tie-in.
Yeah,
that's
you go.
That's so great. And at least they didn't pick February.
No?
They gave us two extra days.
That's true. That's
three extra days.
More opportunity to eat a pound and a half of that stuff.
Yeah. So that means they're serious.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they could have taken February.
Exactly right. Okay, what's going on at the shelter?
Well, we do have dogs and cats, and we have a bunny.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
It's bunny time, huh?
It's Bobby the Bunny.
Okay.
So you never know what we have down at the animal shelter if you're wanting a hamster or a gerbil or a guinea pig. You never know. We could get it in.
Yeah, that and also pure breeds, though, too, right?
Yes.
Pure breeds.
I think about a week ago, we had a Great Dane, a Boxer, a Cocker Spaniel. We get them in.
Wow.
One out of every three shelter pets is a purebred.
Is that right? Say that again.
One out of every three shelter pets is a purebred.
Wow. So put your name on a breed list, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have the papers because once they get spayed or neutered, those papers really aren't worth anything.
That's true.
And you could hang it on your wall.
Right, but you won't hold a dog. I mean, if you put your name on the beagle list and the beagle shows up, y'all can contact them.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean that you're going to hold on to it if somebody else comes in and adopts ahead of
it. Right,
it
still is first come, first serve,
sure.
So you never know, that beagle lover could walk in the door right before we get ready to call you.
Yep.
But we do try to use that breed waiting list to get those purebreds out of the building as soon as they get in there.
Sure. Y'all out and about someplace in the community?
We are. This weekend, we're actually out at Aggie Pet Zone.
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't been out there yet, it's a lot of fun. You can bring your dogs. They're going to do tours of their facility and things this weekend.
So folks know, you go west on Rock Prairie, go over the railroad tracks at Welburn Road, and it's down there on the left.
Yes, it's the big metal building.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do adoptions out there. Right. This will be our first time out there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. And it looks like a neat facility, too. Kind of a daycare center for your dog.
Yeah. Okay. To each its own.
That's it is, right.
They
it.
Offer some great services, sure. And they've invited us, so we're super excited to go out for some adoptions.
Good.
So one more place for us to be out and about.
Should be fun. All right, if they want some more information on Bobby the Bunny or anything else, what's the contact info?
BrazosAnimalShelter.org, or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, very good. Thanks,
Thank
Crystal.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW, and you've already heard Royce Hickman's here this morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. It's
Wonderful.
Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. You bet. We were just talking. It's a busy month.
March it is busy. And, you know, we're going to jump right in today on the 1st. With a deluxe ribbon cutting this afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30, and certainly like to invite the public out there. We're going to be at Aggieland Fitness Zone.
Oh, okay.
I think everybody knows where that is,
sure.
4050 State Highway 6
mm-hmm.
South.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got a new addition, and they've done some remodeling. So I'm very excited to see it because I haven't had a chance to get out there yet myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be 4:30 to 5:30 this afternoon. And next Tuesday, one of our favorite events is going to be the Epicurean Exchange. Extravaganza.
Oh, how very fancy of you. Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be from 5:30 to 8 out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Again, that's a week from tonight, March the 8th. Our title sponsor for that is HEB, and obviously that's an event that the Chamber partners with the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association. And I just want to personally express my appreciation to the great restaurant owners and managers that we have in this community.
Because this is a tactical thing they got to keep their stores open.
Right.
They got to take care of those customers. And now they're going to take food and take staff and put them over in the Expo Center, and it does change their world.
You know, I don't think people understand what a commitment that is when you're also, as you said, you're keeping your establishment open, and at the same time you've got staff and all the food that it's going to take to
sure. –
So, but anyway, you know, one ticket price, which is, I guess it's $25 now because it was $20 up until March the 1st,
mm-hmm.
and we're there. I don't know if you might call Jordan today and see if you could still get a $20 ticket today.
And this is one event that, the Home and Outdoor Show last week is the other one. Moving it to the Expo Center changed the dynamic
it
completely.
Did. Yeah.
It really did. It's wide open. There's
right.
plenty of room now, and it works well.
You know, the two complaints I used to get all the time about that event were crowded and parking,
mm-hmm.
and we've eliminated both of those out there.
Yep.
You're exactly right, and I appreciate you bringing that up. If you're interested in getting in at 5 and also having some reserved seating, you can get a premium ticket for $40.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to check on that because we did sell out of those last year.
Okay.
So, again, that's the 8th, 5:30 to 8, Brazos County Expo Complex. And once again, I just want to thank HEB and the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association. Now, the other thing we're going to have coming up the following week on Friday the 18th, is the crawfish boil, which is another very popular event. I think it's popular for a couple of reasons. A lot of us like crawfish. If you don't, they do have usually hamburgers and fish
mm-hmm.
there as well. But it's $100 a couple to come to that, but all of the $100 from those ticket sales go to the youth at the Brazos County Youth Livestock Sale.
Sure.
But that's going to be also out at the Expo Center. And that is, again, the 18th from 5:30 to 8, And our title sponsor for that is College Station Utilities. Moving right along, we have a business after hours as usual this month. And I'm excited about this one. I haven't been out there in a while, but I love this place, 7F Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of 1661 Reuter Road. And it's south of town. That's going to be from 5:30 to 7 on Thursday, March the 24th. Then I do want to remind folks that we have our job board up and running. There's approximately 70 jobs posted right now. If you're looking for employment, no charge, just go to www.bcschamber.org. Off to the right, you'll see job board. Click on that. And actually, the jobs are sorted by the type of job it is. And that's sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. And if you're a chamber member, have a job, you can post it free through the end of this month, March 31st. We, in addition to the deluxe ribbon cutting out at Aggieland Fitness Dome at 4:30 today, we have one tomorrow at 4:30. And, you know, I'm kind of excited about this because of what these young people do. This is carpool. And, you know, it's another example of the students here at A&M seeing a problem and doing something with it. For those that don't know, they'll give folks free rides home if they need it because maybe they've been out somewhere a little long.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be because of drinking. It could just be for some one reason or other. They're not comfortable driving
home. They serve
home.
A great purpose.
Yeah, and that's going to be at 869 F&B Road. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week, interestingly enough, is HEB.
Oh, well, there you are. It works out well then,
and as
it?
Always, it's great to be with you, Scott.
Thanks,
and I'll
man.
See you out at Epicurean if I don't see you before.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. That's Royce Hickman here from the Chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
A24 News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, back in the day, Texas Truck Riggins used to be the manliest spot in town. At everything for your truck or your SUV. If you wanted a ranch hand grill guard or bumpers or toolboxes or spray-in bedliners or sidesteps. If you got a diesel, they had performance chips and headache racks. And they still have all of that. They still do that. I mean, they've got everything for your truck and your SUV. But you know what? Now, right in the middle of this, they've put a boutique so that you can shop for your wife or significant person in your life while you're getting manly things for your truck or your SUV. And ladies, great place for you to shop for yourselves. And then, you know, while you're there getting a purse or shoes or some other apparel, you can also purchase a gift certificate for the guy in your life. So see, a little bit of everything for either one of you. Or it could be, excuse me, maybe you drive a truck and you want to go ahead and get those sidesteps or any of those things we talked about, like headache racks or diesel performance chips. You can get it all right there at Texas Truck Riggins. They've been voted best of the Brazos for 8 straight years, located at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. Hey, Sarah's here this morning from Moody Gardens. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Tell us what's going on at Moody Gardens.
We've got a lot going on. We're getting ready for spring break right now, which is coming up in just a few weeks, believe it or not. March 12th, we have the opening of Dora and Diego's 4D Adventure.
Oh, okay.
It's a 3D film based on the Nickelodeon hit series Dora the Explorer.
Sure.
And Go Diego Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3D film, next generation animation. It's really quite amazing to watch. And then it's got the fourth dimension in it, which comes from the theater and the seating. It has different effects that engage all of your senses.
I've been there for the 4D stuff with the ocean. Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff. Okay, tell us what else.
And then May 28th, we have the grand reopening of the Rainforest Pyramid. It's our 10-story Rainforest Pyramid. It got some damage from Hurricane Ike. It got most of the damage, actually, from anything else on the property. And instead of just making repairs, we decided to go bigger and better. We did $25 million in enhancements.
Wow.
We're getting ready to open that up. And we've changed the internal structure of the pyramid. So instead of experiencing everything from the ground level and looking up to the 100-foot trees, you're starting off at the top at the canopy level and working your way down, going really experiencing it on many different levels.
Sure, yeah.
So you'll also get to see eye to eye with some of the monkeys and things we have free roaming in there, the cotton-top tamarins. Then we're also adding the giant Amazon River otter exhibit. They're a lot like the North American otters, but they get up to 6 feet.
Oh,
so
whoa! An otter that's 6 feet long?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
The three we have now, they're young and they're already about 60 pounds. They're a lot of fun to watch, very mischievous creatures, so we're already hoping that no seagulls fly into the exhibit. But they're a lot of fun. We're excited about that. And then also the same day on May 28th, we're reopening Palm Beach, which is our white sands beach. Mm-hmm. We shipped in many years ago the sands from Florida, and we're adding a lazy river, 2 18-foot tower slides, a wave pool, all those kind of things.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for the whole family.
Well, and you're right, because I know y'all were hit very hard by the hurricane. We were down, Memorial Day a year ago, and, mm-hmm. and the rebuilding process had started now, but it sounds like you're well down the road, and it's with the enhancements. It's a neat place. Obviously, as you're coming into Galveston, you can see the pyramid. Mm-hmm. As you're coming in, you see it off to the right, and it's lots of good stuff. So, spring break, and then the date again for the opening?
May 28th. Okay, very good.
And they got a website. You have a website where your folks can go and look?
MoodyGardens.org.
Okay, there you go. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, News Talk 1620, WTAW.